The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.
Today, a new initiative will be launched in Galway to end the stigma around periods. It's called Buttoned Up and it's being spearheaded by nurse, barrister and founder of Nikki's, Ellie Loftus. It's also being supported by the Minister of State with responsibility for special education and inclusion, Fine Gael Minister Hildegard Nocton. They're both on the line. Good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Pat.
All right, Ellie, we'll start with you, first of all, to outline the problem that is being addressed by the Buttoned Up campaign.
So, Pat, thank you so much for having us on. So the Buttoned Up campaign is all about empowering girls by giving them confidence to talk about periods. It's so important that young girls get the message that menstruation is nothing to be embarrassed about. And the word buttoned up comes from, you know, all our lives we were, you know, told, oh, button up. Well, this is about the button being a symbol of girls being empowered to be able to be open about their periods because it's so important. They can be very embarrassed about their periods and we want to kind of move away from those days. And yeah, it was really inspired by my own daughter's generation, Pat, having the same fears and embarrassment and reluctance to talk about periods as I had growing up in the 80s. And we really feel that we can do better than that.
Now, the buttoned up campaign, it seems like, you know, that would mean button up means shut up, don't say a word. But this actually is intended to mean the opposite because there will actually be a button involved. Explain.
Exactly. So the button is a symbol of openness and that it's okay for girls to talk about periods. So the reason why we're launching this in a school today is that young girls usually get their periods while they're in primary school, and the button will be a symbol for a teacher to be able to wear the button and saying, I've got you, I've got the period products that you need, I've got a pad, a tampon, period underwear, because that's what we specialise in. We've launched a period kit here today to have all the products including period underwear, period swimwear and period sports shorts to make sure the girls are comfortable to throughout their day in school. So no matter what happens, we've got them covered.
Now, the products in question, are these manufactured by yourselves in Nikki's, which is the company you founded, or are they sourced from other suppliers?
So we design them and we produce them, Pat, ourselves, yes.
Okay, so this is a product that's available to anybody, not just through this program, but for parents who are concerned for their daughters and so on, there is this kind of product available.
But, exactly.
Explain to me how it'll actually work in schools. Who's going to wear the button and how will the message get across to the kids that that's the person to go to?
So that's part of the initiative. So we're asking other schools to get involved. And there is a story behind Nikki's. It's a lovely story written about from the perspective of 11 to 12 year old child. And it's about the empowerment of girls. So the teacher that gives the talks on periods, that she will be wearing the button so that children will know that's the person to go to, because they mightn't always feel like, you know, talking about it, Pat, especially at that young age. And it's to make them feel comfortable. And like, you know, it will be an awful thing for a child to get a period for the first time in a school. And that's their first negative experience. So it's known that they can go safely to get whatever period product that they need to be able to keep them protected throughout the day, and that their experience of periods for the very first time is positive. And that's what we really want from this initiative.
Now, some of them may not have had, I suppose, the talk about periods with their parents. Do they get that talk typically in school, you know, a good long time before the period is likely to arrive?
They do. They usually kind of start getting that talk from fourth class, and it's fourth, fifth and sixth class. And then obviously the amount of knowledge and information that's dispatched during those sessions kind of increase as they get a little bit older up to sixth class. So it does happen. But a lot of the time we find, Pat, that it's only happening in the schools and it mightn't be happening in the home. And that is a big issue because girls aren't being prepared maybe for their period, and they may not have a, you know, period pack in their kit in their school bags or whatever. And then the first experience they're having is when they get their period at school for the very first time. So you can imagine that is not where we want to go with this. We really want girls to be prepared.
Are there issues about very early puberty?
Yes, there is. Girls are getting their period, Pat, as young as 8. And, you know, that's back in second and third class. And, you know, that's a very young age to be getting a period. And it's very, very hard for them to even process that at that very young age.
So in terms of even carrying period products in their school bags, are they supplied by the schools? Are they made available to the schools? Or would a parent at home have to prepare this pack for the child? And a follow-up question really is about if one child has a period pack, I mean, what does that do in terms of the other girls? Maybe do they appreciate the reality of it, or do they kind of maybe tease someone?
Yeah, so I don't think so. I think that when it becomes the norm, and it's not the norm, Pat, because I find even working with Nikki's that, you know, a lot of mothers would come in a complete panic that their child has got their period for the first time and they're not prepared. So we would encourage parents to have a period pack in their school bags so they're not caught out. So you can put it together yourself, but we also have small little kits that we have prepared for school bags as well, that have every product that they need, including period underwear, within the little kit for them. So they are available from us if parents don't want to put them together themselves.
All right. Now, Minister Hildegard Nocton is listening to this. You have a hat that you were wearing, which was relevant, and you've put on a new hat after the reshuffle, which is also relevant to all of this.
Good morning, Pat. Yes, it's great to be here in Galway in Gaelscoil Vigeauli, joining Ellie for this fantastic initiative. So as you said previously, I was in the Department of Health. So we had rolled out, I awarded €1 million for, this is to help public bodies, allow government departments and state agencies and local authorities to go through a new procurement process, which would allow them to purchase period products more easily and make them available free or for a reduced rate for people across the country. So now that I am in this new role in special education, and I think this is very fitting in relation to what Ellie is doing when we talk about period products. Often the area of special needs is forgotten, and it's, I suppose, people like Ellie who highlight, and it's through mothers coming to her with their children, that maybe period pads might, you know, not be suitable for them. There might be sound issues, or, you know, there might be more appropriate period products that can be provided for children with special needs, rather than the more traditional products. So what we want to do, as well as talking about the products for young girls who are getting their periods for the first time, we also want to make sure that we're fostering a culture where menstruation is no longer this whispered topic. And I think this is the real national conversation we need to have, because we know, and I know as a woman myself, that even as you grow up and you go through, you know, your years of contraception, HRT, menopause, gynecological issues, there are still big taboos for women to even discuss those issues among their own peer groups. So if we can start at this young age in primary school, as Ellie said, for many young girls, they're getting their periods at school. And that can be quite a traumatic event for someone to see the blood and to maybe not completely understand it or not be prepared for it. So it's packs like this and these buttons that the teachers and staff, male and female teachers, will be wearing to reassure girls that if they do get their period, there's somebody that you can go to who will be able to provide you with the products. So it's about having this open conversation and making it normal, because it is so normal. 51% of the population are women, so we need to make sure that we're all talking about these issues.
Just something you said there, teachers, be they male or female, you know, you'd have a concern maybe that a male teacher would be asked to take on this role, that the child would, you know, if that was the only person around to offer this help, that the child would feel uncomfortable going to a male rather than a female. But most schools have a predominance of females in their ranks, don't they?
Yes, they do. And I think it's important, though, where there are male teachers there, it's just about wearing the button, and the child doesn't have to go to that teacher, but they know that there's somebody in the school. And I think that's where the conversation has to happen within the school, that there is somebody on the staff that might be, you know, an SNA, it could be the caretaker, it could be somebody else, the school secretary, but they know where they can go, and word of mouth travels. And if one pupil has the period pack in their bags, they know that this is an open, natural conversation and they're going to get their period one day. And if they do, this is the person they can go to. But it needs to be, and it is a culture change, and these can be uncomfortable topics, and let's not say they're not, because they are, but we need to really try and break that taboo to turn it into something to empower young girls and have a national conversation about menstrual health and try to dismantle taboos surrounding yeah.
Now, you did mention the availability of a low cost or free of charge period products in public buildings. And you obviously have a concern, and the government has a concern about period poverty, so-called, the cost of these items. What about school children? I mean, are products available to them free of charge, and where exactly? Because, you know, it can be an expensive business for a challenged family.
Yes, there is absolutely period poverty. And I want to see this new procurement framework, which is already rolled out to state agencies, local authorities, family resource centres. I would like to see that rolled out to the schools as well. Obviously, these have to go through procurement. So the framework is there. And I suppose in my role, particularly with special education, I would like to see this developed. We have removed the VAT from period products back in budget 2023. As I say, €1 million was provided for initiatives for period poverty, but we need to be doing more in this space. We've done it for free contraception as well in relation to HRT. I'd like to see that free as well, where just because you're a girl or a woman that the costs are not increased for you because of your gender. So we need to, I certainly would like to see initiatives like this rolled out right across the country, but it's the conversation that is as important as the products to be able to talk freely about getting your period and, you know, when that could happen and who you can go to. And this is a natural thing for people to have, for girls to go through. And there is support there. And you can talk about it, period pains. You know, you have girls not turning up for school, not doing sports, even women not going to work because of, you know, their menstrual cycle and endometriosis, all of these other issues that we have invested a lot of funding for. We've 5 regional endometriosis hubs now currently in operation, and also 16 see and treat ambulatory gynecology clinics across the country. But we need to start when children and girls are young to have these conversations so that they feel comfortable talking about.
One of our texters says our national school has period packs in all the school toilets from third class up, including pads, tampons and spare knickers. Great initiative in a great school, but that school is not identified to me. But I hope other schools are doing that too. Thank you both very much for joining us. Hildegard Nocton, who's Minister of State with responsibility for special education and inclusion, and Ellie Loftus, nurse barrister and founder of Nickies. That's NICKEZE. Ellie and Hildegard, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.